Well, it's that time of year when the seasons start coming to a close, and the Shriver Hall concert series is ending in very grand style, a wonderful season altogether. And to bring it all to a close, the great pianist Emmanuel Ax. This is on Sunday, May the 11th at 5:30. And the president of the series, Stephen Jacobson, is my guest today. And what is so wonderful about Emmanuel Ax is just what a varied musician he is in terms of the type of repertoire, the people that he plays with, the kind of music that he makes. And he's always a very thoughtful programmer. And this program is so much a case in point, with all of the threads sort of leading one way or another to Brahms. So let's talk first about the piano sonata, the first one written, although numbered two.
Sure, and this is, as Manny Ax has referred to it, this is Brahms in his pre-beard era. He wrote this piece and wanted to share it with his mentor, Robert Schumann, and brought it to him. And it was one of the foundations of the relationship is Brahms sitting down at the piano and playing this sonata that he'd written for him. And, of course, it's gone on to be one of the cornerstones of the repertoire.
And then finishing off with the Handel variations, such a tour de force.
Sure, and this is a real treat to hear a pianist like Manny Ax do it.
And then the two pieces in the middle, which are really, really fascinating. The sort of reworking, if you like, of the Klavierstücke Opus 119 with an Australian composer, I believe.
Correct. His name is Brett Dean. He's a composer who's in his 50s. And this whole project is a year-long celebration that Emmanuel Ax is doing to celebrate Brahms, who is one of his favorite composers. And so what he's done is he's asked contemporary composers to write pieces for him that are inspired by Brahms, and using one little germ, which is the note pitch FAF theme, as a motive, and asking composers that he loves to write works for him. And he's done this for orchestras, some chamber music, and solo repertoire. And this is what he's been touring all year. And Brett Dean is a wonderful composer. He won a Grandmeier Award several years ago for his violin concerto. And this will be the Baltimore premiere of this work.
And what's the story behind Missy Mazzoli's work?
So Missy Mazzoli has been called the Mozart of Brooklyn. She's a much younger composer, born in 1980, and it's the same theme where Emmanuel Ax gave a very loose German idea, use the FAF theme, and run with it, and she's written this work that is called Bolts of Loving Thunder, which comes from a title line in John Ashbery's poem Farm Implements and Rutabagas in a Landscape.
How extraordinary. I mean, all of this coming together to make wonderful music associated with Brahms, performed by one of the great pianists of this era, Emmanuel Ax, returning to the Shriver Hall concert series. This will be on Sunday, May the 11th, 5:30 p.m. in Shriver Hall on the Homewood campus of Johns Hopkins. And the web address is shriverconcerts.org. I've been speaking to the president of the series, Stephen Jacobson. Thanks so much and congratulations on a really great series.
Well, thanks so much, and we hope you'll join us for Maniacs on Mother's Day.